Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Vav. We left off on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Now the Gemara had presented a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what the source of 10 tefachim of a sukkah is. And the Gemara said the whole cheshbon that we had about the Aron and the Kaparas, that made sense according to Rabbi Meir, who said that a tefach is six, that a na'ama is made up of six tefachim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that an na'ama is only made up of the sheer ama for the kalim was an ama of five tefachim, so you don't end up with a cheshbon of ten tefachim. So the Gemara ended up saying that you're right. Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to the famous Gemara in Ervin that we all know on Daf Dalet, where the Gemara says shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin are all halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's what we are. So the Gemara had concluded. El Rabbi Yehuda Hilchasa Gemirla. It's halacha mishdam. Rabbi Chiva Rashi Marav shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. Ask the Gemara. Really? Shiurin are halacha l'moshe misinai. Good morning, Menachem Yisrael. Good to see you, Menachem Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Got a good seat for you. Still got good seats available. Good morning. You all right?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Shiurin, really, are halacha l'moshe misinai? Shiurin doraisa ninu. What do you tell me a shiur is halacha l'moshe misinai? Really, is a shiur, is a din doraisa? How do we know this? Tichsev, because the famous Pasuk and Pashas Akev, which counts the praises that the land of Israel, the fruit that the land of Israel is praised for. It's interesting. In that part of the Chumash, so Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking Klal Yisrael that they should be careful not to let him have a seat. Here we go. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking Klal Yisrael that you shouldn't let the fact that the fat of the land of Israel, is going to be so much flowing with so many fruit and milk and honey. Don't let it get to your head. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta, right over there. Like, don't let it get to your head. So, what's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael? So, in addition to the simple pshat of the pasuk, that the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is that it has such beautiful fruit, the Gemara also learns that the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is the fact that even the Torah that we learn is based on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. All the shiurim, as we'll see in a moment, all the shiurim are based on the different fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And this is din doraisa. Tichsev. It says in the pasuk, Eretz chita usora, gefen v'teina rimon. It's a land of wheat and barley, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Some people tend to confuse teina and tamar. So if you went to Kamenetsky's shiur, you know teina. In the yeshivish world, they say you can't date the teina; you can only date the tamar. That's what they say in the yeshivish, or the not so yeshivish world. But in the Kamenetsky world, we say teina sounds like date, and it's not that one, it's the other one. It's the way Kamenetsky remembers it. Teina sounds like date, so you always know teina is really a fig, not a date. Okay, that's the weird Kamenetsky way of remembering it, but it actually works for me, so you do whatever works for you. Anyway, so chitos agav din around Eretz, so it's a land of wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, Eretz, zeis, shemen, devash, olives, and dates. Rachamim, Yitzchak, welcome. L'shiurim ne'amar, v'amar Rav Chanin. Rav Chanin says, kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shiurim ne'amar. Wow. This entire pasuk, in addition to the simple level of interpretation where it's just praising the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, are also coming to teach you these are seven different shiurim. You joining? Awesome. Give him a chair. Pull up a chair right here. With good seats still available. Remind me of your name. Gavriel, come. Take a chair. Pull up. Here we go. We're finishing with Sechah Sukkahs by Sukkah. Rabosai, this year our Sukkahs is going to be a whole different Sukkahs. We have a whole different Sukkahs, just having completed Sechah Sukkah. Okay. Now, just a ha'ara, right. Right. Why did Rav Chanin make this drasha? If the Pasuk is only giving you the Pasha Pshat, that it's these fruit, there it's well, it already said in the Pasuk before, Eretz Asher Lo Sechsa Kol Ba. It already said that the land is filled with everything. So what do you got to enumerate these? What's this extra Shevach? So therefore, the Acharonim explained, Rav Chanin said, the Shevach is that even when you're learning Torah, the Shiurim of Torah are established based on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is mamish, a land of Torah, a land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every Shiur that you learn is mamish established like that. So says the Chidushi Abach. and some of the other achronim. Okay, what are the seven shiurim, says the Gemara? Chita lebayis hamenuga. What's this din of chita lebayis hamenuga? This now we learned in the Mishnah in Negayim. Hanechnas lebayis hamenuga v'kelev al ksefav. A person who walks into a house that has tsaras on the walls of the house, if he's carrying his clothing on his shoulder, or he's carrying his shoes in his hands, v'sandal v'tabosav b'yadu, his rings carrying in his hands, he's not wearing them. Hu v'hein t'mein miyad. Then they become tummy right away. However, hayalavush kelim sandal v'rat, sandal v'raglev. If you wear your garments or wearing the shoes, v'tabosav b'etzbosav, and your rings were on your fingers, hu tummy miyad. You are tummy right away. However, hein v'hein, your kelim tahorim ad sheyitshe b'chidei achilas pras. The kelim that you're wearing, the Nachronim explain here, that since your kelim are really batel lagabe your body, they're like secondary, so they're not so significant. Therefore, you got to wait a longer period of time if you're wearing the kelim in order for the kelim to become tameim. You got to wait a longer period of time. How much is that? The time it takes to eat kidei achilas pras. What's that? And it's pras, a loaf of bread made out of wheat. How much? Now, it's a half a loaf. Because usually a pras is a half a kikar. A kikar is mazon shtei sudos, the amount of food of two sudos, which is the shear for Erev, right? The shear of amount of food that you'd have for Erev. A machloikis, the Mishnah in Erevin. Boker Tov, you're joining, great to see you. Jake Schwalbe.
Yes.
Boker Tov, Jake Schwalbe. Okay. The shear of Erev is the amount of food of Mazon Shtei Sudos, a machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in Erevin, for those who remember, whether it's 8 beitzim, 2 sudos, or 6 beitzim. And Rashi holds, we follow the opinion, says 8 beitzim, which means that the shear here is 4 beitzim, because Achilas Pras is 1 suda. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said 6 beitzim, which would mean over here it's 3 beitzim. The Rambam follows that opinion, la halacha. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, how do we paskin? Is it 4 beitzim, this shear of Bayis HaMenuga, or 3 beitzim? Which tana do we hold like an Erevin? Oh, and it's paschitin velo pasaorin, mesiv, the amount of time it takes you to eat one loaf of bread's worth while you're reclining, which is, when you're reclining, you're focused more just on the eating, so you can eat faster. It's a little bit of a quicker shear. Beliftan, ve'ochel beliftan. It's where you're eating it with a spread. When you're eating bread with a spread on it, you eat it faster than when you just eat plain bread, because you're excited to eat it more, you eat it faster. So the shear of time is actually a little bit smaller when you eat it with liftan. Liftan means like a spread, or some say it means a turnip spread particularly. Okay, so that's the shear of Bayis HaMenuga. Seora, what's the shear that's measured by a barley? Disnan etzem kiseora metame b'mago v'masav ena metame b'oel. A bone the size of a barley grain, it makes you tummy. A bone of a dead body the size of a barley grain makes you tummy if you touch it or if you carry it, even if you're not touching it. Like here, I'm carrying now my phone even though I'm not touching it. So that's b'mago or b'masa. However, it's not metame ba'ohel unless you have a full body or a full skull or a full spine, shedra, or rov minyan or rov binyan. Rov minyan means you have, of the 248 limbs, you have 125 of them. Rov minyan. Or rov binyan means you have two thighs and two shvakayim, two thighs, yeah, and a yerech. So you have like 1.5 of the legs. That's considered to be rov binyan of a human. So that's to be metame ba'ohel. You would need either a full skull or a full shedra or a rov minyan, 125 of the 248 limbs of the body, or rov binyan, which is two thighs and one yerech, the lower half. Geffen, what's the shear of Geffen? Here you have Machlokas Rashi here and Rashi in Ervin. Tosis over here in the Maskel Geffen discusses this Machlokas. So Rashi here says, what's a revius that you use a geffen for? There's a shear achila for a nazir of eating. If a nazir would eat like chartzanim or zug, if you would eat like pits or peels of a grape, So then he'd be chayev for nizirus. So you mishar that with a revius. What do you mean? How you mishar that with a revius? Let's say you would take the amount of pits or peels. Let's say you have a cup full of wine. And it's dafka wine of Eretz Yisrael, the Mefarshim said, which was a thicker wine, and it took a longer time till it spilled out. It's much thicker. So you take chartzanim and zug, submerge them in a cup filled with Israeli wine, and when enough wine would come out that's a revius, that's the amount of food that a nazir would eat to be violated in Naziris. That's how much chartzanim and zug, a revius. Now Rashi in Erevin says, what are you making life so complicated? Just say it's a revius yayin that a nazir would drink. But Tosis over here says that doesn't make sense, because then that would be the only shear of all these seven. That would be the only shear of all of these seven. Rachim, just get me that water bottle there, please. Thank you. The top. Hold on. Which one is mine now? The top one or the bottom? Uh-oh. There goes that. The top one is mine. Yeah, okay. Okay. Tosas points out that Rashi and Ervin makes a lot more. The Rashi here makes a lot more sense than Rashi and Ervin, because if you say it's just a shear of Vias Yain and Nazir, it's the only shear that is actually about itself, as opposed to a shear from this pasuk teaching me halacha about something else. So all the other ones are about something else, not connected necessarily to wheat or barley. So it makes sense that the revius is connected to the eating of the chartanim and the zag, as opposed to just the sheer revius yayin of a nazir, because then it's not really a chiddush in this pasuk about anything that it's in itself. That's exactly what the pasuk is referring to. It's not really about something else. That's the way Tosas over here says. Okay, te'ena, a fig. Kigrogris lotzas Shabbos. The size of a fig is a minimum amount of chashivos when you're carrying something on Shabbos. Minimum amount of chashivos when you're carrying something on Shabbos. Rimon, disnam, we already learned this a few times. I think this is in Shabbos. Kol kli bali batim, shiur and berimonim. The halacha is, if you have a crack in a vessel, so when a vessel is destroyed, so it loses its tumah. If a vessel is tameh, if it's destroyed, it loses tumah. So the question is, how big a hole is considered to be a destruction of a vessel that's no longer usable? So the Gemara goes through a whole bunch of things. If it has a hole the size of an olive, you could still use it for pomegranates. If it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, so if it's a kli umnus, if it's like in a store, so then it's a smaller hole that renders it, loses its tumah. But if it's a kli bale batim, so even if it has a hole less than the size of a pomegranate, you can still use it to store pomegranates. Once it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, you can't even use it to store the pomegranates. Ah, says the Gemara. So, kol rimon disnan, kol kli bali batim, shiuron berimonim. If it's owned by a homeowner, so then the shiur is an uman. That's only if you use it at home, but a kli uman that you're going to sell in the store, even a tiny crack, it's already nitar from its tumah, because you're not going to sell it in the store even if it has a tiny crack. Eretz zeis shemen. What's the olives? That's obvious. Eretz shekol shiureh b'kazaisim. Every shear is a kazayis. And because of the chashivas of this kazayis, that it's everything, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's from Mordechai Willig's great-great-great-grandfather. Says the Pnei Yeshua, what the reason the Torah sticks in another word, Eretz, right? Eretz chitau seora, gefen tamar, Eretz zeis shemen devash. Why is the Torah sticking Eretz again? Because kezayis is like super chashuv. So by zayis, mamish, everything, right? Treif, every yachil is kezayis, 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 everything is kezayis. Shekol shira kezayisim. Says more, kol shira is like that? What do you mean? All the shira is kezayis? We just listed six other ones. Ha'ikahani da'arid. El'ema rosha rov shira kezayisim. Well, kezayis is most of them. Devash. Kako seves agasa, devash is like a thick date. What's that? Biyom HaKippurim. We just got out of Yuma. We just finished working on our sense of Yuma. So we just finished Yuma. So that's koseves agasa. That's the shir achil of Yom Kippur. Why is the shir of achil Yom Kippur different than usual shir achilas? because there it's a lashon of inui, right? Kala nefesh shelo se'uneh. It's not an achila. The Torah never says don't eat on Yom Kippur. Never says the Torah don't eat. It says you have to. There's a positive mitzvah to say to afflict yourself. So eating a kezias and not a koseves, even though it's defined as nachila, but it's not defined as a lack of affliction. To lack of afflict yourself, that's got to be an eating of a koseves, not just a kezias. Oh, here we go. So anyway, what's all this doing in the Gemara? How could you tell me that shiurin are halacha l'moshim? You see from the pasuk that shiurin are a dindo raisa. Answers the Gemara. So alma doy raisa. What do you tell me? It's halacha l'moshim Sinai. Answers the Gemara. But tizbara shiurin mik sive. Does this pasuk really say the shiur? It says that the land of Israel is a land flowing with chita saoriga. It doesn't say anything about a shiur. Says the Gemara. Ella. Hilchasaninu, really all of these shiurin are halacha l'moshe misinas, like we said earlier, ukra asmachta ba'almahu. The pasuk is only in asmachta. What does it mean that the pasuk is only in asmachta? The Rambam in his Hakdama L'Perash HaMishnayis writes that psukim being in asmachta means that the rabbis just hung halachas that they knew about from halacha misinas. The rabbis just like found hints in the Torah to hint to those psukim. So I think there's a ritva somewhere that says, that's apikarsis. To say that God didn't actually intend this in the Torah, but it was just the rabbis found mnemonic devices to remind you of halachas in the Torah. So the ritva thinks that's apikarsis. The Rambam says that way in Hakdama L'Perash HaMishnayis. The Ramchal writes in one place that there's actually two types of asmachta. There's one type of asmachta that the Ribbono Shel Olam intended in the Torah directly. It's like a halachal Moshe Misina, but he intended that the hint being the Torah directly. And there's another halacha mishnah when the rabbis come up with the din de rabbanon, and the rabbis hung it on the chumash. Hashem meant that also. Hashem meant that also, the Ramchal says, but it's a very, very distant kind of a remez. It's not like a direct remez. There's halacha mishnah is more direct remez, and then you have when the rabbis come up with the din de rabbanon, it's a more distant remez. The Ramchal says there's two types of asmachta. Interesting. Okay, says the Gemara. So chatzitzin doraisa ninu. What do you tell me? Chatzitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. Chatzitzin zidin doraisa. Dichsiv v'rachatz bisaro es bisaro b'mayim. Shlo yehidavar chotzeis beino levein amayim. Answers the Gemara ki asoy hilchasa l'saro. No, the halacha l'moshe misinai of chatzitzin is for a chatzitzin in the hair. Ki deraba bar bar chana. Deraba bar bar chana. Nima achas kshura. Person's going to the mikvah. If he has one hair that's tied in a knot, chotzetzes. One hair that's tied is a very strong knot. It's going to be a chatzitza. Shalosh einan chotzetzos. If you have three hairs tied together, by definition, a knot with three hairs is a looser knot, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, because the water can get in the loose knot. Shtayim is a suffik. Eini yoder. Ask the Gemara, Sarah, not me doraisa ninu. Even a chatzitza by the hair is doraisa. Dechsiv. Verachatz es bisaro. Bamayim es hatofel lebisaro umayni usaro. So you see, even a chatzitz in the hair is also deraisa. Says the Gemara, ki asai hilchasa lech the Rabbi Yitzchak. The halach l'moshe mizin is coming to teach you the halach of Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, devar Torah mido raisa rubo umakvil of chotzeis. If most of your hair has dirt on it, or most of the individual hairs have a knot tied into each individual hair, and your makbid, it bothers you that the dirt's on it, or it bothers you that it's in knots, chotzeitz. That's a chatzitza for tevila. If the majority of the hairs and your makbid, you need two criteria. It's the majority and it bothers you. Rubo. Mishenamak, again, let's study it. Devar Torah. Rubo umakbid alav chotzeitz. V'she'eno makbid alav, but if you're not makbid on it, it's eno chotzitz midoraisa. V'gazru al rubo she'eno makbid mishim rubo ha-makbid, v'al miyuto ha-makbid mishim rubo ha-makbid. The Gemara says, if it's a majority and it bothers you, it's a chotzitz. If you only have one, not the other. It's a majority and it doesn't bother you, or it's a minority and it does bother you. Midorabban of the rabbis decreed that that's also considered to be a chotzitz. Gezeira atu ruba makbid. Ask the Gemara. V'ligzar nami al miyuto she'enu makbid. Mishum miyuto ha makbid. So why don't we also make a gzera on if it's a minority that you don't care about? You see, if you don't care about it, so then it's not a chatzitza. If you care about it, you're going to get rid of it. That's why it's a chatzitza. If you don't care about it, you're going to let it stay there, and that's why it's not a chatzitza, because it's batel. You're going to let it stay there. You don't care. It's not really considered to be a chatzitza because it's batel, because you don't care about it. Ask the Gemara, why don't we make a gzera on the double removed case, which is mi'uto she'eno makbid, inami mishavrubo she'eno makbid. Answer the Gemara, he gufa gzera. Va'ana nekam v'digus a gzera l'gzera. What do you mean? Rubo she'eno makbid or mi'uto ha'makbid is itself a gzera. So what are you going to make a gzera on mi'uto she'eno makbid? It's double removed? That's a gzera l'gzera. We generally don't make, because the pasuk says, v'shamru es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Make protections around the Torah. We don't make protections around the Rabbanans. A Rabbanan is itself a protection. We don't make protections for protections. Oh, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Rashi said, by the way, before we get to that, Tosis in Maseches Chulin points out, I'm sorry, Rashi in Maseches Beitza, Beiz and Beiz. Right. We learn that from the Pasuk, Mishmarti, Mishmarti. Tosis points out in Chulin, there are some places where the rabbis did make Gzeir, but you can't compare all the places in Shas. The rabbis had certain reasons in certain cases where they did make Gzeir, even though other places they did not. Now, says the Gemara, Mechitza is halacha l'moshe misina. Mechitza and Hada Amaron. That's what we said earlier, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the shear of 10 tfachim for Mechitza is Allah l'moshe misina. Says the Gemara, Hanich l'Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir learned out the 10 tefachim from the Aron of 9 and the Kaporos of 1. So then what's the Mechitza? Michael Meir, what's the Mechitza Allah l'moshe misina according to Rabbi Meir? Answer the Gemara, Ligud v'lavud v'doifen akuma. Three Allah l'moshe misina is by Mechitza. Three Allah l'moshe misina by Mechitza. Good, which is good achis and good asik. We had it in yesterday's daf. Good achis means sometimes we say walls continue to go. You imagine imaginary walls that are down here go up in the air. We consider them halachically as if they go up. Good asik, hold on. Good asik is up. Good asik is going up. Good achis, nochis labavo, goes down. Achis means sometimes walls go down. And so good achis and good asik. And lovud is anything within three tefachim is considered to be together. And dofen akuma is the bent wall. Okay, so if it's under four amos, we say that the roof is like part of the wall, and the roof is considered to be next to the platform, like we learned earlier. Very good. So even Rabbi Meir, and by the way, Rabbi Yehuda uses these also. Just he, in addition to these, he has the 10 tefach high mechitza, is also halacha l'moshe misina. Rabbi Meir says he doesn't need the halacha l'moshe for the 10 tefach high. That he learns up from the Aron and the Kaporos, or the wings of the Kruvim, like we said yesterday. Oh, givaldik. Let's continue. V'she'ein la shalosh tefanos. A sukkah that doesn't have three walls is not kosher. Tana Rabban and Chachamim say, Shtayim kilchasan. Two of the walls have to be seven tefachim long. Kilchasan also means they have to be next to each other. Ushlishis hafilu tefach. And the third one that juts out of it is even if it's just a tefach wide. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Kilchasan, you need three kosher walls. Urevius Afilu Tefach. And the fourth one could be a Tefach. Now the Gemara is going to present four explanations in explaining what the root of the dispute Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is based upon. Four roots of the dispute. B'mai Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? All four of them have to do with the issue of Yesh Eim LaMikra or Yesh Eim LaMesoris. What does Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamisoris mean? Misoris is the written tradition of the way the letters of the Torah look when you look at them. The tradition that's passed on the writing, that's Misoris, the tradition of how it's written. Mikra is how we read it. Not how it's written, but how we read it. Now, the word basukos, teshvu, yeshu basukos, ki basukos hoshavti, in those two psukim, in Parshas Emor, it says the word basukos three times. The first two times, it's without a vav. The second vav, basukos. The first two times, it's without any vavs, no vavs. The last time, it's with a vav, basukos with a vav. So two times it's like sukkas, sukkas, and sukkos with a vav. That's plural. That's a grand total of four. So if you say yesh em lemesores, the way it's written, you start off with four walls. If you say yesh em lemikra, sukkos, 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 you start off with six. Plural. Two, two, two. Six. Plural. Oh. Says the Gemara. The Maika Miflagi. What are they arguing about? Rabbanan, who say two good walls plus one for a total of three. Rabbanan Savi Yeshem Lemesoris. We follow the Mesorah. Even though it was four, we'll say you get to three in a second. Rabbi Shimon Savi Yeshem Lemikra. You start off with six. Rabbi Shimon says it's four walls because you start off with six. Rabbanan Savi Yeshem Lemesoris. Basukos. Basukos without a vav. Basukos with a vav. Hare Kan Arba. So you start off with four. Dalchad Begufe. Now you need one basukos to teach me that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, the halacha itself. So that knocks you down to one. How many are you left with? Three. Pshulu Tzlasi, left with three. Shtaim Kilchasan. Two have to be kosher walls. Vasai Hilchasad Alach Lamosha Misinai tells me that wall number three can be knocked down to one tefha. Shtaim Kilchasan Vasai Hilchasa Vigarata Lishlishis Vukma Tefha. It chops down the third wall. Rashi says this is actually a fifth application of the halacha Moshe Misinai by walls of a sukkah. We had four already. Ten tfachim, gurachis gurasik, lavud, dofen akuma. And the fifth one is shlishis afil tefach. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Mechitza. Rabbi Shimon savar yeshem lemikra. Rabbi Shimon says no. We really dash in psukim not based on the tradition of how it's written, rather the tradition of how it's read. Basukos, 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 hare kan shesh. Dalchad kro legufe. You remove one full basukos to teach him Hashem Shat. Shulu arba. You got four left. Shalosh kil chasan. Three have to be real walls of seven tefachim wide. Asai hilchasa. V'garat l'revius v'okmasa tefach. The fourth wall could be a tefach. That's one answer. V'ibayis Ema, answer number two. V'ibayis Ema to Kuleyama Yeshem Lemikra. Everyone agrees you start with the Mikra. Everyone agrees you start with the way it's read. Six. The Hachamaka movie. What are they arguing about? Mar Savar Schacha Bayikra. One opinion holds that the halacha that a sukkah requires schach, it's already included. You don't need a separate pasuk for that. You don't need a separate pasuk for that. And therefore, you need four walls. Halacha Moshe knocks it down. Umar Savar. Schacha lo ba'ikra. The halacha that the sukkah needs a schach doesn't need a pasuk. Because you can learn it from the same way as learn the walls. So again, if you hold yesh em lemikra, so you start off with six. You're actually starting off with four, right? One of them teaches you got to sit in the sukkah. But then the question is, do you need one of the four to teach me the schach or not? Mar savar schacha ba'ikra. You need one of the four to teach me schach. That leaves you with three. Two kilchas and one afil tevach. One of them says, no, the schach doesn't need a pasuk. So you really have four. The halacha mishnusina knocks you down from four to three in a little bit. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Everyone agrees with the way it's written. So you start off with three. I mean, you start with four, but you need one to teach me to sit in a sukkah. The halacha mishnusina knocks down wall number three to two in a little bit. One opinion says that Alach L'Moshe Misina doesn't knock it down, it adds on that you need three plus a little. It's not three minus a little, you need three plus a little. Yibay Seima, answer number four. Yibay Seima, what's the fourth answer? Answer number four. No. They're not arguing about Yeshin L'Mikra or Yeshin L'Mesoris at all. And they're not arguing whether Alach L'Moshe Misina reduces the wall or adds the wall. Everyone agrees that the halacha l'moshe misina knocks down the wall. V'yesh eim l'mesoris. And everyone agrees we follow the tradition of the way it's written, so you start off with four and not six. V'halacha b'dorshin tchilos kamiflagi. What they're arguing about is, do you need one of the four basukoses, do you need one of the four to teach you the halacha itself or not? Dorshin Tchilos. In other words, can you learn that out already from the fact that you're learning out Basukos to teach me either two and a little bit walls or three and a little bit walls? Do you need a separate Basukos to teach me the halacha that you need to sit in a sukkah? Or can you learn that out Memela from the fact that you're already learning out the walls, so you already have it? It's already included in the drasha of the two and a little bit or three and a little bit. So, Dorshin Tchilos commitment. Do you need to designate one of the four to teach me the Ikar Halacha itself that you have to sit in a sukkah? Mar Savar, Dorshin Tchilos, Umar Savar, Ein Dorshin Tchilos. One opinion says, yeah, you need a separate pasuk. Mar Savar, Dorshin Tchilos. Even the first sukkos, you could use Dorshin Tchilos. I'm allowed to use one of the basukoses to teach me a wall. So therefore, you have four, three in a little bit. Umar Savar, Ein Darshan Tchilos. The other opinion says, no, you can't use one of the basukoses to teach me to teach me the Ikar Din. You need a separate basukos to teach me the Ikar Din. So that leaves you with only three, and Halacha L'Moshe Misina knocks you down to two in a little bit. Four explanations on what the root of the dispute is. Last line of the Daf says the Gemara. Rav Masna, this is a fifth pshat in what they're arguing about. Rav Masna Amar Taimi, the Rabbi Shimon, the source of Rabbi Shimon says that you need three plus a little bit, plus a tefach of the fourth wall. What's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? Mehacha. It's from the pasuk that's going to refer to the Geula Hasida in Yishayahu. May it come in here of Yemenu. V'suka tia letzel yoma mechorev ulamachse ulamistar mizareb umimatar. The sukkah, in the Navi describes that when Hoshiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build a huge sukkah over Yerushalayim. First of all, he's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's going to build a huge sukkah that's going to be a protection for Klal Yisrael. It's going to be shade during the day. Ulamachse ulamistar mizerem umimatar. And it's going to protect from the wind and the driving rain always. Now, if the sukkah only has three walls, it's not going to be much of a protection. If it only has two walls and a little bit, it's not going to be much of a protection from the wind and the rain. So, it's got to be able to defend us. So it's got to have four walls. If it only have three walls, it's not going to be much of a protection from the wind and the rain. Rabosai, that ends today's daf. We will stop here. And I don't know what time Shachris is going to be tomorrow morning. If it's regular time, we'll be regular time. If it's okay with you, I would like to create a WhatsApp group of Kolel Dafyomi. Now, if at the end of the summer you want to join my yearly WhatsApp group, I have 100 people on my other Dafyomi group that meets the rest of the year. If you want to join that, you're welcome to join that. But for the summer, if it's okay with you, maybe we just take a minute. I'll try to enter everybody's phone number. Or do you guys have everybody's phone number here? Do you have a lot of people's or no? Okay. Is that okay? You don't have to join. I just want to be able to communicate in case, like, Shacharis is later or something, somebody knows. So we're going to have to change the time of Daf Yomi. Well, let's say Tisha B'Av. When are we going to learn Daf Yomi and Tisha B'Av? What I'd like to do is Motzei Tisha B'Av, learn both. Motzei Tisha B'Av. Shabbos, we could also learn the Daf Yomi. Maybe to communicate what time is good for everybody, okay? So we'll stop here.